This is the Tom Likas Show.
What the hell is that shit?
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
You dick.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us 24-7. GoMeUpTom.com. And in addition, our podcast can be found. Yes, we have a podcast. I just go to premiumtom.com. It's all there. I think if you could take transcripts of every hour of every show that I ever do, one of the words that comes up the most often is divorce. I've been divorced 4 times. How many times has that phrase appeared on the Tom Likas Show? I've been divorced 4 times. It's 100% true. So I've been married and divorced. Now, the way I like to look at it is I learned my lesson. It took me time to learn my lesson, and here's why. Because before you ask me, I want the focus to be on our guest this hour, so let's get me out of the way here. The fact is, my parents were married for 40 years. My dad died the year of his 40th anniversary. So what I did was, when I got married and it didn't work out the first time, I thought, I must be doing it wrong. It's me. Something's wrong. Now, I waited another 9 years before I got married the second time. And then I made the same mistake again. I got married again. Now, this time, I didn't have a lot of money, and I didn't have a prenup my second marriage. I didn't. And back then, prenups were things that celebrities got. Nobody making the kind of money I was making when I was 27 had a prenup. They just didn't. And yeah, you couldn't even easily find attorneys to do them at that time. All right. So here I was. I was married, and I was just about to start my biggest job of my life. It was my first job in Los Angeles. I left Phoenix, Arizona, where I was working on the radio, and I got an offer to come to Los Angeles at a substantial pay increase. And right as I was arriving in Los Angeles, I found out that my ex was having an affair with a coworker. And when I told her I wanted her out, she called me back the day after she left, and she told me that she had hired, I'll tell you the name, Gloria Allred. She had hired Gloria Allred, the feminist attorney who you've seen giving countless press conferences. She told me that she had hired Gloria Allred, and she was going to take me for everything I had. She was going to shake me upside down. That's what she said. And I didn't have a prenup. Now, the fact is, compared to today, I had nothing to lose, really. But I didn't want to give her one penny. Not a penny. I didn't want to do it. So, ultimately, the way I got away with it was she was a public figure, and I said, all right, fine, you're going to take me to the cleaners, you're going to have a press conference with Gloria, that's good, because I'm going to have a press conference too. And your fans are not going to like what I have to say. And we worked things out, ended up not paying any vagina money. And then, stupidly, on the rebound, I got married a third time. Although the third time I had a prenup. And that lasted exactly a year and a day, literally 53 weeks on the nose. And then the fourth time I was married, I had a substantial 32-page beauty, a beauty. And sure enough, people love to say these things don't stand up. But if you follow the bouncing ball, if you follow the steps, if you do it right, prenups, I think, my opinion, and I'm not an attorney, we'll ask our guest about this, but I think prenups can be a very, very, very good thing. If you insist on getting married, and why are you even thinking about doing that? Now, of course, if you all did what I recommend, my guest wouldn't have a job, wouldn't have a gig. The reason he's there is because so many of you are making the same stupid mistakes that I made 4 times. And so what we thought we would do is bring him in here to answer your questions. What is more scary to the average person than litigation? Everybody's afraid of being sued, right? Everybody. Nobody wants to be sued because what it does, it puts your life into this uncertainty. Suddenly, someone else has control over your life. I remember the time I was sued for $2.3 million in a state where they had treble damages, so I could have been almost on the hook for $7 million. It would have wiped me out. And every day you have to wake up and go to court and you have to, like, perform. And if you don't perform on that witness stand, they can take you down. That's just a typical lawsuit, a nuisance suit. Fortunately, I won. But nobody wants to face litigation. And divorce is litigation. That's what it is. You may never see a courtroom. You may never see a judge. You may never go anywhere. Your attorney can pretty much handle just about everything if you're lucky. If you're lucky. But divorce is is something you need to know about, especially if you're in a marriage and you're afraid that you're going to end up paying. It's something you need to know about. Our guest has been a divorce attorney in Beverly Hills for over 20 years. His name is Adam Sachs. He is, you've heard his name because he advertises on our show, and he's a supporter not only of our show, but of Likas 101. And so he's got a particular perspective on divorce that I think you'll appreciate. Adam, thanks for coming in.
Great to see you, Tom.
Let's talk a little bit about what you do and the value you bring to the table when somebody has to call you and start dealing with the situation.
Well, I think we have to recognize that things have really changed. And what you talk about is really right. You grew up in a world where your parents were married in a different era. And they were together for, I believe, 40 years, if I'm not mistaken,
right.
You said, yeah. And you come off with that expectation perhaps yourself, and that kind of explains why you tried it so many times. And I think that even someone like myself, which is not so unusual today, growing up with a single mother, I still thought, you know, I'm going to get married, I'm going to get it right this time, I'm going to do what my parents couldn't do, I'm more mature than they are, I know better, I can learn from their mistakes, any of those sorts of things. And what you have to recognize is that the world has really, really changed. I mean, it's a different world. It's always special to me when you see politicians, for example, and they talk about family values and strengthening marriage in America, and yet on the same hand, these same politicians are the people that are making the laws as they are now, which are really, really difficult and unfair, especially where men are concerned, as we know.
Now, we saw the story recently about this woman who had a baby with the guy who's married to Selma Hayek,
right. Whose
name I can't pronounce. And she's asking for $47,000 a month in child support. And, of course, your question in your mind is, how can that be? How can it cost $47,000 a month to raise a child? Most people listening to this show don't make $47,000 a month for themselves.
Right. And this goes back to the case of Emilio Estevez, the actor, which is Charlie Sheen's brother, where he was in that situation years ago, and the precedent was set. You know, originally you were supposed to pay something like 20 to 25% of your income in child support. And the other day, actually, I remember you talking about this computer program. You couldn't catch the name. It's called the Disomaster.
Oh, yes.
You love that.
As in dissolution.
Yes, exactly. And this is a program which is a formula, very complex, where you punch in the husband's salary. And let's say the husband is this guy, Parole, as I believe his name is, Parole, something like that.
Yeah.
And it's Linda Evangelistica. She's the model, the supermodel. And, I mean, literally, the guy makes, God knows, 10, 20 or more million dollars a year. And that was what happened with Emilio Estevez. He was a very high-income earner. And so if you punch that in, I mean, yeah, she's getting hundreds of thousands a year in child support. And there's a certain point where they started to say, there's got to be an upper limit to this. I mean, how much can it cost? And you see these NBA guys and a lot of these other athletes and so forth who are paying women $30,000, $40,000 in child support and also in spousal support per month. And how can that be rational? How can that be fair? I mean, it's absurd at some point.
Well, the way they excuse it is they say, the child deserves to live the same lifestyle as the father.
Well, the lifestyle they had before. Or whatever their situation was.
In some cases, they never had any lifestyle. Linda Evangelista never lived with the father of her child, didn't live with him. So that kid never had a lifestyle. In fact, If I recall correctly, and I may have the facts a little wrong, but I don't think so, I think that she got pregnant about the same time that Selma Hayek got pregnant.
Really?
Yeah.
I must have missed that detail.
Yeah. And so he was with Selma Hayek, and it may have been a week or two before he decided to make Selma Hayek a relationship or make it official or get married or whatever that he decided to do. But anyway, those pregnancies happened very close to each other. So that kid never lived one day in the sphere of his French billionaire father. Not one day. And yet she thinks she's entitled to $47,000 a month because the kid deserves to live that lifestyle. So many people don't even worry about whether the kid ever actually did live that lifestyle. Many of the women making these claims never lived with the guy. They got knocked up, and then they said, okay, I deserve money.
It's actually proving a Likas 101 rule, which is that a woman chooses the richest man that she can attract. Isn't that right?
That's exactly right.
It's fascinating that this Formula One guy, who's a pretty old man, actually, Tom, I think he's almost 70 or whatever.
Yeah.
He's got these supermodels as wives and baby mamas, you know?
That's right.
So they inhabit a different world. But I think what might be more down to earth for most people is the reality that, you know, somebody who's a lot more average is going to also feel a big bite. And I think Chris Rock said in one of his great routines how, you know, if you're making $10 million a year and your wife wants $1 million or two, big deal. But if you make $30,000 and she wants half of it, you know, what are you going to do then? You're absolutely against the wall. And you see how choice has been taken away from men in today's society, where you have an affair with a woman under whatever circumstances, and maybe use a condom, or maybe you don't, or she lies to you about birth control. And we've said this is the one legal kind of fraud. She turns around and sues you. She has a baby that you didn't want, that you didn't plan together. And all of a sudden, it's humiliating. All of your IRS information, all of your returns, your pay stubs, this is all now public. You've got to go in there. And there's a very, like we said, a computer program, very uncompromising, which calculates how much you're supposed to pay. And if you don't pay it, they garnish it. I mean, they really mean business, you know?
Yeah. If you're a public figure getting divorced, take it from me. You have to go through a lot of steps, a lot of hurdles, to keep the specifics of your life and your divorce out of public view. Why is that? That everything that you put into those divorce documents is public record. Whose business is it? How many knives and forks you have, or what address you live at? I mean, isn't that just between the two people getting divorced? Why does anyone else need that information?
You know, this is what ends up happening because we have a public court system, and you see what's happened with celebrities in high-profile divorce cases. I mean, you know, you can walk in and sit in the courtroom and listen to the proceedings, and the files are public, and, you know, I think it's really humiliating for celebrities or politicians or whatever, but I think even as a private individual, you know, my tax returns have to be available to anyone who wants to look at them or whatever. It's terrible. And the involuntariness of it, which we see a lot in people that are less sophisticated. You know, I'm less worried about celebrities, and no offense, Tom, because they're more inclined to be able to afford attorneys and to protect themselves and to know how to get an attorney than Joe Blow, who gets served with papers and doesn't know what to do, puts them in a drawer, hopes it's going to go away, and ends up getting screwed, really screwed.
Yeah. And a lot of these guys find out at the last minute. What is amazing to me, years ago, adultery was eliminated as a cause for divorce. And the result is your wife, you can walk in the front door of your house and your wife can be having sex with your best friend sitting on the living room rug, rocking back and forth, going for it. And then after you have to look at that, the woman can then turn around and say, and now I'm going to take you to the cleaners. And they frequently do, don't they?
Well, isn't that the arrogance of the ex-wife you're talking about who, on top of cheating on you, says, hey, I'm going to take everything from you. You know, it's no problem. And the law was trying to be neutral and not get into whose fault it was. They call no-fault divorce. But look at the result. Tom, it's so much worse now where we have all these guys abroad who are serving our country in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they're coming home and they find out that another man has been living in their house, cashing their military benefits. Isn't that treason?
I mean, should be treason. I mean, the UCMJ should deal with that. I think if you're having sex with a man's wife and that man is in Afghanistan or Iraq or anywhere serving his country, as far as I'm concerned, you are interfering with the defense of the United States and you should be dealt with.
Well, to say nothing of the wife, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I mean, the wife was, but again, this is so common. You've heard my show over the years, Adam, and you know how many people have called in and have said I was away, I was on maneuvers, I was in another country, on another continent, whatever, and I came home, and you know, I know where my kids are, and there's my wife banging away with some guy. I don't know who he is. In many cases, it's some other soldier who had that was not deployed at the time, or it's somebody in the neighborhood where they live. It's outrageous.
Well, it's distressing, and we see how, you know, women have become liberated, which has good aspects, of course, but one of the bad aspects is that they are becoming more predatory as far as men used to be, and men were classically blamed for this. But you talk about a woman who is married to a soldier who knows that he's going to go abroad for extended periods of time, and she feels perfectly justified fooling around on him, saying, and they've said this to me, you know, my husband left me alone. And I go, what are you talking about? He left you alone. You didn't know he was a soldier when you married him. He was going to get deployed. She can't believe that he left for 6 months to Iraq. You know, like it was an insult to her.
How about the big spending women who complain because their husband is never home? He's always at work. They never make the connection that he's always at work because he's trying to pay her credit card bill.
Well, it's always hilarious to see that. You always laugh about the personals, Tommy, on like Craigslist and so forth.
Right.
And there's always a woman who says, I need a lot of attention. I need a man who will lavish time on me and spend on me. But on the other hand, how's she going to get all this attention if he's working to make the money for the lifestyle she's demanding?
Well, and that's the thing. They'll always say, I want a man who makes $150,000 a year and who will dote on me. And who will bake with me on the weekend and help me raise my kids and go to the store when I ask him to buy tampons or whatever. And they don't see the connection that a guy who has to pay all those bills for women who are big spenders or who lie about their spending, like a call we got this week from the guy who found out that his wife was hiding their credit card bills. And that's a whole other, but we could sit here, there's a million different angles, different ways we can go with this. The fact is, these guys have to go out and work just to pay the bills. And before we take the break, before I give out the phone number here, let me ask you this about that came in this week, about the guy with the wife with the secret credit card. She was applying for credit cards. They didn't have a prenup, so they were applying for credit cards, and then when the bills would come in, because he was at work, she would stop at the mailbox and grab the invoices and hide them in her purse so he couldn't see them. And one day, he had a day off, he was home, and the mailman came, and suddenly he found that his wife owed $8,000.
Unbelievable.
And the thing is, that's like, that it's community property, baby. That $8,000, isn't that half his debt?
Well, isn't that the thing that you've always said, that the person who's getting married gets a thing, a document from the Secretary of State with a raised seal, right? So, I mean, you formed a partnership. So your partner turns out to be a boob, and he runs up, or she runs up in this case, $8,000 in debts, and then, you know, absconds, or whatever the word is a deadbeat. Who are they going to come after? They're going to come after you.
Now, again, just an opinion, not a legal opinion, but an opinion from you. You see the tragedy that walks through your office all the time, and the people who are getting divorced probably call you 40 times a day, and they never stop, and they call you on the weekend, and they try to find you, and there's always some new emergency. My wife just called me, and she threatened to take the car. My wife just called me, and she said she's withdrawing all the money from our account, and I don't know what to do, and I can't wait till your office opens on Monday. I've talked to my own divorce attorneys about what they go through with clients. It's unbelievable what they go through. And my question for you about this topic is this. All right, you got a guy. Well, no, I'm going to ask you this question. So many questions. I'm going to ask you this question. From a business perspective, you've seen it all. Would you recommend that guys get married in the state of California?
Tom, I hate to say it, but I don't think guys should get married at all. Nowhere. By the way, and it's not so great for women either, to tell you the truth. There's no benefits for men. That's clear. That's something you've always said, and I couldn't agree more. But I don't think it's so great for women either, to tell you the truth. I mean, to be perfectly honest with you. Generally speaking, marriage is something that is an antiquated thing from the past, from a bygone era, and I think it did serve an important social function. But that is gone now. It is really undermined now. And it's amazing to me that as a single man, I go on a few dates, and women are saying, you know, are we going to get married? Do you want to get married? It's amazing that they want it so badly, because it's not so good for them either. But there is nothing more ruinous, seriously, ruinous that you can do to your life than getting married. There's no doubt about it.
Wow. All right, we'll take a break. We're going to come back. Our guest is California divorce attorney Adam Sachs. His website, by the way, is adamlawyer.com, and you can learn all about Adam if you want to know more about him. You can just call here and ask if you like. But if you've got questions about divorce, are you thinking about getting one? Are you thinking about getting married? We can talk about prenuptial agreements, and we can talk about postnuptial agreements. Do people get them? Do they work? Do they have as much weight as a prenup? I don't. You know what? I talk about this stuff all the time. That's something even I don't know the answer to, because I put it this way. I figure the horse has left the barn. If you got married and didn't get a prenup, the postnup, I don't think, could ever touch a prenuptial agreement. But that's just my opinion. We'll find out as we continue. Our telephone number, talk with our guest Adam Sachs, 901-3000-TOM, 901-3000-866. Your telephone calls about divorce coming up next.
Don't touch that screen or mouse or whatever you're using. Tom will be right back. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
One of the most important decisions you're going to make in your life is what to study in college. Only problem is that most of you were brought up by single moms who fed you some bullshit that you can just follow your heart and the money will follow. Now you hear on the news about all the college graduates who can't find jobs. Unemployment is over 8%. Unemployment for people between 16 and 34 is 18%. You can't afford to piss away $100,000 in tuition, let alone 4 years of your youth on a worthless degree. That's why you need to get the book Worthless by Aaron Clary. If you're going to college or thinking about going to college, this is invaluable information. Worthless breaks down all the different degrees, their starting salaries, why some are worthwhile, and why others are literally worthless. And girls, this book is especially for you. Don't be that fool who majors in women's studies or communications and then expects the rest of us to carry your ass through life. Be smart. Buy Worthless. It's only $5 on Kindle and $13 in paperback, and it could change the course of your life. Worthless. It may prove to be a better investment than college itself. Find it on Amazon right now. Worthless.
Hey, everybody. You want 100 minutes of ass-kicking rock? Then tune into the Dale Ford 100 on NewNormalRock.com every Sunday night, 7 p.m. Pacific, on NewNormalRock.com.
Have you experienced smoke or fire damage, wind or roof damage? Don't call your insurance carrier and try to negotiate the claim yourself. You'll never get the results you would have gotten had you called GA Public Adjusters. GA Public Adjusters at 866-866-0777, extension 180, or online at irepresentyou.com. Now, maybe you have water or mold damage. Let an expert make sure you get exactly what you deserve. It won't cost you a thing out of pocket. They'll simply work for a modest percentage of the settlement they'll fight so hard to get for you. Your insurance company employs experts. Why shouldn't you? GA Public Adjusters, 866-866-0777, extension 180. Home or business, call for a free estimate today. Or visit them online at irepresentyou.com and take back control of your life. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, it's the Tom Likas Show. You'll hear us here Monday through Friday, live at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And you hear us 24 hours a day at blowmeuptom.com. Sign up today for our podcast. If you go to premiumtom.com, you can hear any of the hours of the show, and that library is now starting to grow. Any of the hours of the show we've done before that we've posted, a 128K high-quality stream of the live show, and some bonus material that is just about to enter our library. We told you it was going to be an audio fact of Likas 101. So that's all coming, and plus other extras that we'll be devising as we go here. To sign up and become a VIP member and be a supporter of the show, just go to premiumtom.com. It's all one word, premiumtom.com. Our guest is California divorce attorney Adam Sachs, and we're talking about divorce. A lot of people get divorced. Southern California has a higher rate of divorce than many other parts of the country. People have speculated on that. Do you have, since you're where the rubber meets the road, do you have any idea why Southern California has more divorces than, say, St. Louis?
I think we have a lot more money, and we have a lot of people with very high expectations. We have a lot of people, I think, that marry for the wrong reasons. I think that there's no doubt. I mean, a woman will always say, I don't want to do a prenup because it's not romantic. But I think that marriage has really completely separated from romance. It's business. It really is business. And it is a contract. That's a fact. And people have to go in with reasonable expectations. You know, I don't want to turn this into one of these woman talk shows. But the bottom line is, as I said flatly before, that it's really not a good idea to get married. But we know that most people do. Most people try it at least once. And so what I'm doing, of course, as a dissolution and divorce attorney, family law attorney, is backing them out of it. And you got to know, Tom, it ends up being ruinous for most people. And part of what you said is right, because they don't plan, they don't get prenuptial agreements. I've had a lot of people say, and you've heard this, you know, I don't have any money, so what do I need a prenuptial agreement for? Or I can't afford a prenuptial agreement. Well, let me say, doing it properly is thousands of dollars. There's no doubt about it. We're not talking about something downloaded from the internet, but having an attorney do it with a videographer and so forth. And if you can't afford to do that, then you can't afford to get married. And you should know that going in.
Absolutely. Let's take some calls here for our guest, Adam Sachs. His website, by the way, is adamlawyer.com. And it gives you all the information about Adam and how you can get in touch with him. But meantime, let's take some of your calls here at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-866. Alex in Los Angeles. You're on the Tom Likas Show with our guest, divorce attorney Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Alex.
How you doing, sir?
Do you care?
Absolutely, Tom.
I'm doing great.
Great. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Alex. What's up?
Hey, I have a question. I'm 32 years old. I just got out of the Marine Corps after about, you know, 10 years. And I'm currently a student now, a full-time student. I'm going to school on the GI Bill, and I just got married about 6 months ago.
Why'd you have to do that?
You know what? In retrospect, out of stupidity now.
But you knew. By the way, how long have you been a listener?
My buddy of mine turned me on to you while you were off the air. So I was trying to listen to you as much as I could off of YouTube. And, you know, I really didn't get to listen to you live until now.
So it had to be live. It was a recording. The information was useless.
You know, I started getting the gist of it, but, you know, just, I was already I was raised by a single mother, so, you know, I was raised to think everything was supposed to be romantic and whatnot, fairy tale wedding, and that, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Right, and you paid for that, too. All right, so what do you want to do here?
Well, I wanted to ask Adam about post-nuptial agreements. Now, obviously, I wasn't wise enough to get a prenuptial agreement prior to getting married, but I wanted to know about post-nuptial agreements. Like, how are they enforced just the same as a prenup? Where can I get one, and what, and also, will it, because, you see, my biggest fear is because I'm in college, you know, I've heard people who have gone to law school and doctors and whatnot who, you know, who were married while they were in medical school or undergraduate, so the court ended up, you know, thinking that their wives helped put them through school. Now, my wife is not paying a damn thing for my school. I'm going to school courtesy of the GI Bill here. I'm paying all, my whole way through. So that's really my biggest concern here.
I think what happens with you soldier guys, and I give you guys a lot of credit. I deal with a lot of you because of where we are in Southern California and so forth. But I have to tell you, you have a whole concept of duty and honor, and it's in country. It's a beautiful thing. It really is. And unfortunately, it's something that women do not relate to at all. And they'll use that against you, you know, and they'll turn it around on you when you're trying to do the right thing and you're trying to be respectful and all this other stuff. And it just ends up really exploding in your face. Now, we've talked about this, and I don't want to be mean or anything, but I mean, if you're thinking this way and you're up in arms in this way, this is your subconscious telling you maybe it's time to get out now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something you're going to have to work out on your own, you know? I mean, I'm doing something that's businesslike. You coming to me, you're telling me I want out, you know? But what you're saying is something in between. You're saying that you're a little nervous about the future. Having not made a prenuptial agreement, you can make, as you said, a postnuptial. It's called an antenuptial agreement. And the bottom line is, it is definitely less effective. It's more likely to be challenged and successfully, and women come into court crying. I don't know if you know this, but Jamie McCourt, which is the Dodger divorce.
Yes, I'm familiar with her.
She was able successfully to attack the agreements that she had signed, prenuptial and postnuptial. And get this, she is a lawyer, and she actually claimed that she didn't understand what she was signing, and she was manipulated, and blah blah blah, and that actually worked. Okay,
wasn't that partly because it appeared that Frank McCourt's attorney had screwed up and provided four copies of a document, and two copies of the document said one thing, and two copies of the same document said the exact opposite?
I hate to say it, Tom, but if you go over with a fine-tooth comb any agreement anywhere, you're going to find problems. You're going to find mistakes. And it is correct, as I recall, the attorney who had done it for her, you know, with them at the time, made mistakes and was faulted. But the truth of the matter is, I mean, come on, the woman was an attorney, for God's sake. I mean, how much further can you go? So your wife, who's more of an average person, you know, by the time it's postnuptial and you're getting her an attorney and she's not going to want to sign and all this other stuff, I have to tell you, what you said is not wrong, okay? If there's a great disparity because you become an attorney or a doctor or some kind of high-income earner, and she's a housewife with the kids, when you go into divorce later on, she's going to cry the blues that she supported you all these years and she gave up her own dreams and her own career, and the judge is going to like that. They're going to fall for that, and she could be getting lifetime.
So there's still time to get out, is what we're saying.
Absolutely, Tom. I'm actually doing a gut check right now that I reached my 6 month anniversary, and you know, 6 months into it, I'm realizing that wow, you know, if you know, more than anything, I'm actually leaning more towards getting out now. So, I mean, but
is it better to cut your losses if you're somebody like Alex? Are you better off making a decision now rather than waiting and seeing what happens?
Well, what do you say, Tom, when you do your financial advice, when you have a stock and it's gone way down, right?
Yeah.
What do the advisors say?
Cut your losses.
Cut your losses. Yeah. Dump it. Take it as a write-off against other gains and move on. There are people saying, no, it's going to turn around. I'm going to hold it. I'm going to hold it, and it's going to turn around. It tends not to happen, right?
Yeah. The other thing I think people need to remember, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, Adam, is let's say you became an attorney. When you become an attorney, you form a corporation or an LLC. That's how you run your legal business. And if you do that while you are with the woman who loves you, you could end up having a partner, a 50% partner in your legal practice, and then have to buy your ex out. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. And she never spent a day at the office with you, right? You know, the most unbelievable example of that is George Lucas, who created Star Wars. And what you don't know is the reason he waited 20 years to make the sequels is because all those characters and all his intellectual property is half owned by Marsha Lucas, his ex-wife, who cheated on him, by the way. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you talk about being an attorney or whatever, any business you have, you are half partners with your wife, period. And there's no getting around that. And you have to get as you said, you have to make a prenuptial agreement, and that is very likely to be attacked, so it has to be done in a very sharp way. And if you're having doubts, I have to tell you, honestly, if you look at her and you say, I'm going to grow old with this woman, okay? If you can't say that, if you're having doubts at 6 months, it's definitely a strong consideration in terms of gut check to consider getting out. And as Thomas said many times, God help you when it's 9 years. That's the gut check of gut checks. Because after 10
Absolutely.
Years, you're on the hook forever.
And some attorneys, I understand now, they're kind of rounding off. You know, if you get to 9 years, they're kind of saying, well, it's pretty much 10 years.
They're close. What you'll see, and I've heard this advice from many attorneys, is a woman will say, because she doesn't know, and she'll say, I got to get a divorce, and they'll say, how long have you been married? And he'll say, you know, she'll say, it's about 9.5 years. And he'll say, you know, can you just stick around for another 6 months?
Move into another room. Don't have sex with them anymore. Don't talk to them anymore. But let's file it when it's 10 years, because that's going to be the bonanza.
Yeah, don't we find it interesting? We don't know what happened, so we can't say for sure. Don't we find it interesting that Kobe Bryant's wife filed after the 10th anniversary?
And Rush Limbaugh's wife?
Right. And then we have others who are approaching 10 years who got the 9.5-year divorce, like Tom Cruise and Chris Rock.
Right, right. Steven Spielberg, by the way.
Right. So that 10 years is very, very important. All right, now, the post-up, and thank you, Alex, for the call. The post-up, I want to talk a little bit more about that. Because the reason I'm thinking this can't be as good as a prenup is because of all the controversy about duress. And I, by the way, I had a divorce attorney who had been Barry Bonds' divorce attorney, and he had a very interesting case.
Oh, cool. Very famous case.
Yeah. And the fact is that many people try to overturn a prenup on the basis of duress. But what is more duress than already being married and having your husband come home and go, oh, sign this?
Well, actually, Tom, I wanted to mention this. There's a gentleman I spoke to yesterday who called me from the show, from my ad on your show. Very nice sounding guy, and he's a dentist, very successful, and he was marrying a woman about 10 or 12 years younger than him, and he was talking to me about he wants a prenup. He's being very practical, which was good, and he mentions to me that they've already set the date for the wedding to be this summer.
Boy.
Now, in the Barry Bonds case, which is the precedent-setting case in California, by the way, Barry Bonds got to his wife-to-be like the day before the wedding, or even like on the way to the wedding. As
I thought it was in Las Vegas, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it was really about to happen. But the law has since sort of matured, and what they say now is that if there is a wedding date already set, then you're already a goner. You should not be making a prenup. It's too late. It has to be done where there's no context. So you can't say, well, I thought I had to sign it, and he told me we already rented the place, but I'll cancel the wedding if you don't sign. Because any of that kind of thinking is pressure on the woman and will be an excuse for her to dump the agreement. And actually, I think some lawyers would tell the opposite. You've already set the date. No problem. Sign the prenuptial agreement. You don't have to worry about it. And if you ever do get divorced, it'll be thrown out.
Right. And that's why I've told this to people. I mean, because, again, I'm no attorney. But when you get married and you've written a couple of prenups with the attorneys, you kind of absorb a lot of the stuff by osmosis. Don't set the date. Don't rent a catering hall. Don't order a wedding cake. Don't buy a wedding dress. Don't put a deposit on a wedding dress. Don't set up a vacation. Don't take time off. Nothing. Make no preparations until this thing is signed, sealed, and delivered. And then on top of that, because when I did my divorce with Barry Bonds' former attorney, he was just brilliant. And he had me hire a videographer for the signing of the prenup, and he had me hire a retired judge who had a list of questions for the other person. And he made her answer a series of questions, everything from whether she was drunk, whether she spoke English, and whether she understood what a prenuptial agreement was. And it was all on tape.
But that must have cost you a lot, right, Tom? That was $5,000 maybe more?
It did, but you know what? It was airtight.
Right, it saved you millions, right?
It did. It was worth it. And that's why I tell people, don't try to cheap out when you're hiring a divorce attorney. Don't try to cheap out when you're doing a prenup. Don't do it. Don't go to LegalZoom or somewhere like that and try to do a prenup.
What I have to tell you is, and this is something, leaving the prenups just for 1 second, is what I really see every day is a lot of guys, especially guys, have this Rambo kind of lone wolf thing where, forget about LegalZoom, they go to court just on their own without anything filled out, anything prepared, and they have this idea that the judge is this kindly old man with a pipe or something, you know, and he's sitting there on the easy chair, and you explain to him, you know, what's going on, and he's going to understand, you know, and you're going to say, oh, judge, you know, it's so unfair the way my wife's treating me, and she did this, and she lied about that, and the judge is going to kind of sit there and wrinkle his brow, and that is not how it is at all, and leaving even the issues of paperwork or whatever, you have to be out of your mind. You have to be out of your mind to go to court, especially family court, without a lawyer. You just, whatever it is, whatever your price
range. And especially in California or New York.
Well, I'm actually licensed also to practice in New York.
Fabulous.
And I'm licensed in six places, actually: New York, Pennsylvania, Washington State, Washington, D.C., Alaska, and, of course, California.
Washington State can be very problematic. We've talked about many, many divorces in Washington State and what goes on with child support and vagina money. And the fact that guys are getting nailed for child support for kids they never had because they happened to move in with their girlfriend who had a kid.
Well, that's the warning you always give against being with single mothers. That's really asking for it.
Right.
So the bottom line has got to be that there has to be a higher level of awareness. And I respect that you had Barry Bonds' lawyer, and I think I knew who it is.
Yeah.
But that's a very, very expensive lawyer. What people have to recognize is that there is a range. And I think I'm somewhere in the middle, and there are lawyers who are less experienced than me that are less expensive. But I have to say,
I had a lot to protect.
Right. Someone who has less to protect, who's less in that situation, still, please get yourself a lawyer. Don't go and expect to get treated fair.
And as much as I spent, I didn't regret it for 2 seconds.
Well, it's always a good investment.
Oh, because of what I saved. My goodness. I was told my career would be ruined. It wasn't.
Thank God.
I know. Adam Sachs is our guest. He's a California divorce attorney. He gave you the list of states where he can practice, but he can certainly answer general questions for you about divorce. And if you've got a question, this is the place to go. You call us at 901-3000-TOM, 901-3000-866. If you'd like to see Adam's website, it's adamlawyer.com, adamlawyer.com, and we link through to it on Facebook. You should know that Adam is an advertiser and a fan of the show. And as I told you, every advertiser we have is a listener. Every one, 100% of them. They all understand the show. They all understand what we believe in, and certainly Likas 101 and marriage and divorce. Obviously, if you're going to get a divorce, you want somebody who understands our point of view. And if you're a listener, you probably share our point of view as well. More of your telephone calls for Adam Sachs are coming up.
Don't touch that screen or mouse or whatever you're using. Tom will be right back. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
All right, boys, check this out. Say you're hanging with a chick and you break out a candle from a nice velvet box and light it up. You know she's going to be thinking you're being all romantic and everything. Then you tell her the candle doubles as massage oil. She says, no way. 2 minutes later, you've got your dirty little hands all over her. And then she wants to try it on you. D-U and done. SOS Multipurpose Candles at SOSNovelties.com. It's a candle. It's a lotion. It's a warm massage oil. It's produced right here in L.A., and it's all natural and made with stuff like aloe and apricot and coconut and oils, even shea butter and vitamin E oil. Chicks dig it. It's great for your skin, clean burning, and it smells great. SOS Multipurpose Candles at SOSNovelties.com. Use the coupon code TOM and get 20% off for a limited time only. SOS Multipurpose Candles at SOSNovelties.com. Light it up.
Hey, it's Gary. Wanted to talk to those of you who have lost your rock station recently. That's a lot of you. They're dropping like flies. That's why I got together with Dino and launched a stream called New Normal Rock. It's newer, faster, harder rock than your rock station ever played. We're talking bands like Godsmack, Disturbed, Five Finger, Mastodon. It's no ballads, no broads, no bullshit. New Normal Rock. Get it at newnormalrock.com. And take it with you on the road with apps like TuneIn. It's New Normal Rock.
So happy to have on board Real Estate Network Group. Now, when it comes to real estate, they've got you covered from every angle. A lot of you are upside down in your homes, can't make the payments. Maybe you've been turned down for a loan bond. Real Estate Network Group can help. You just call this number, 310-784-8800. They specialize in short sales and dealing with the banks. For example, did you know that banks are now giving up to $35,000 in relocation assistance to homeowners who are doing short sales? That's right, 35 grand. Wow. Let Real Estate Network Group get your money. 310-784-8800. Never a charge for short sales. Zero fees. They'll delay the trustee sale so you can stay in your home the entire time until close of escrow. Real Estate Network Group. 310-784-8800. Call for a free, quick, over-the-phone qualification. No obligation. It's Real Estate Network Group. Get this number. Write it down. Call it while you're thinking about it. 310-784-8800. That's 310-784-8800, Real Estate Network Group. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, the Tom Likas Show. You hear us here Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific time is when we start live. And then our show replays 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Thank you so much for being part of the program. And if you'd like to be an advertiser like Adam Sachs, you can call our sales department at 818-52-RADIO. Talk to one of our lovely and svelte salespeople. We have quite the staff there. And you just call in, and you never know which one you're going to get. But if you call in right now, you can talk to someone about becoming an advertiser slash fan slash supporter of the show. Many of our listeners are small and medium-sized business owners, and they've been kind of shunted out or shut out of radio or television or newspapers because the prices are so high. And so what we've done is we decided to have a community of listeners who advertise on our show at a reasonable rate and get a reasonable response. Considering what they pay, they get a really good response. And so why don't you try it? 818-52-RADIO is the telephone number. And we continue with our guest, divorce lawyer Adam Sachs. This is Marco in Oceanside, California, on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a hard time kind of understanding the whole being responsible for half of somebody's debt if you didn't sign on or was even aware that debt was being accrued in your name. Why can't that be defended legally?
Yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it, right? It really...
It seems like the financial institutions are in collusion.
No. No, it's not quite that complicated.
Why would a bank say it's okay for only one party in a marriage to get a credit card or even take out a line of equity on a house? Because I've heard stories about that, too, where, you know, somebody, you know, borrowed money against the house without their partner knowing about it.
Right, but what you have to recognize is that when you're married, you are partners. You have a community. It's called community property. This is based on the laws of Mexico, actually. But the bottom line is that everything that's going on is together, no matter what, whether you're aware of it or not. I mean, seriously, even...
So shouldn't that require two signatures then?
Well, normally it does in a lot of circumstances, but, I mean, even fraud. I mean, for example, people have said to me, well, she won't get half my house because the house is only in my name on the deed or whatever. Then that doesn't even matter. The law doesn't even care about that. It's still community property, no matter what. And so I've seen a lot of examples where women are married to men who were compulsive gamblers. Women have sort of a version of that where they're compulsive shoppers, and they run up unbelievable amounts of debt, and then, you know, typically abscond, disappear, and the remaining partner is on the hook. People also get into the situation with taxes and to the IRS and so forth. And it got so crazy that they started making a law, which was what they call innocent spouse, where they try to give some relief to the partner who didn't know. But broadly speaking, there's a concept in law called joint and several liability, which means that both of you owe the whole thing. And marriage is the ultimate example of that, the ultimate example of joint and several liability. So literally, you're partners with someone, and whatever the hell they do, no matter how ridiculous, you're going to be on the hook, which is one of the reasons that I've said, you know, and Tom and I are talking about this, that marriage is a very dangerous thing to get involved in.
Here's another thing that I've heard. I've had friends who said, oh, you know what? I'm not worried about getting married because I already own my house. And so if I own my house before I get married, it's my house. Then what they didn't realize is after they got married, if they didn't keep their funds separate bank accounts, and pay the mortgage out of their own personal bank account, guess what? Ownership of that house starts to transfer, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a lovely concept called transmutation. When you have a premarital asset, like a house, for example, let's say that was given to you by your folks or something, or you owned it before you were married, theoretically that remains what they call separate property. That's your separate property. But what ends up happening in a marriage and just living your life and being careless and having joint checking accounts and whatnot, you start making payments from joint accounts, from earnings that you have, but those are community earnings because that's half hers when you earn money because she's your wife and so forth. And improvements are made on the house and situations change. The house is sold. Another house is purchased with those funds. After a while, you can't trace it anymore, and it can be said to have been transmuted. And the truth is you may fight 2 years over this, and you may end up winning to show that it was your own house. But can you imagine the cost of that litigation during those 2 years and fighting over whether it's yours when it was yours in the first place?
Oh, my. Yeah, exactly.
Who needs
right.
that?
Exactly right. Marco, thank you for the call. Kevin in San Jose on the Tom Likas Show for our guest, Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Tom, I don't blame you, but, you know, I was unhappy before, but then you opened my eyes, and now I figured out why I'm unhappy, because marriage fucking sucks.
Why does it suck? What's wrong?
Well, I'm coming up on my 10-year mark in my marriage in July.
Oh, my God.
So my first question is that 10-year rule based on from when you file or from when it's done? Because I know I wouldn't even get one done by
No, of course. It wouldn't be done so fast. It's when you file, of course, when you separate permanently.
Oh, so that makes me feel good. The other thing
it doesn't feel good until July's rolling around.
The what?
You got to be careful. July's rolling around pretty soon.
I know.
Yeah, by the way,
work.
6 weeks. But the thing is, you can't have the plans in the works. You're going to have to file a piece of paper at some point, like now.
Yeah, I know. It's
what are you waiting for?
I don't know. I don't know why it's so hard, but it's hard.
You got to do it, or you're going to be paying forever. Yeah. Forever. Forever.
The other question I had about that was, my wife's income and mine are very close. I make maybe gross $20,000 a year more than she does. And she has potential to end up eventually making more than I do.
Well, that's a good thing, actually.
Yeah. Right. But how much disparity of income will... Is there a point where they'll just say, well, it's so close, it's a wash, and there won't ever be any alimony, or...
Well, that's a tough one, but it could be, right? But the bigger problem generally, and you said you have kids... Is that...
Yeah, one daughter who's 16.
All right, well, that's good because she's almost at the point of being an adult and being 18 and so forth.
Right.
What Tom said is correct. I mean, if your income is similar, maybe you're not going to have to pay a huge amount of alimony, but can you imagine having to pay it literally for the rest of your life?
Oh, God, no. It's...
let me give you a scenario that you haven't thought about. Let's say if she got married, alimony would end. But let's say she decided that so that you would have to continue to pay. She did what a lot of women do, moves in with her boyfriend while you continue to pay for her lifestyle.
And hands the check to the boyfriend every month. And they laugh all the way to the bank with it, right?
Yeah, you're killing me.
That could be you, Kevin.
Yeah, it could. Hey, Tom, blow me up.
Blow you up. Here you go. That guy better get his ass in gear.
I don't know. Tom, I think that a lot of times, we talked about that soldier guy before, it's hard. It's an emotional thing, and you're attached to a person. You've known her a long time. You love her, and it's hard to pull it straight and to
protect
yourself.
Once you get divorced, you're going to find out how much she loves you.
Well, it's always interesting to see the evolution of people. You see this happy couple at the Christmas party, and then 6 months later they're getting divorced, and the guy tells you, oh, I was miserable. I was trying to put on a smile. I couldn't stand it. But when they're there at the Christmas party, all smiles, you know, you'd never know. Who knows what goes on behind closed doors?
Absolutely. All right, we only have about a minute left here, Adam. So tell people how they can touch, like that guy, for example, how they can get in touch with you.
Well, I give my number. It's 1-800-340-7320. And that's in regular California, 818-253-6795. That's actually my cell phone, and you get to talk to me. You don't have to go through 10 levels of bureaucracy. And you can also, of course, hear my ad on the radio on this channel, of course, and adamlawyer.com on the Internet.
And that link is on our Facebook page, and you can just click right through and get in touch with Adam. You may have questions. You may need to come in and sit down. And that's how you do it. Adam, great to have you in. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much, Tom.
That's attorney Adam Sachs. AdamLawyer.com is his web address.
Keep your pants off. Tom will be right back. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary, he's Dino.
Of course.
We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Get your ass on over to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. Some more details now with Travolta and those two masseuse dudes.
You know,
very disturbing.
It's disturbing, but I don't know what's more disturbing, the fact that it could have possibly happened or now two people in the same week and possibly more. It's been alleged that there are more about to come forward.
The lawyer says that there are plenty more to come, but this latest one.
You said come.
I know, unfortunately. Because the latest one says that Travolta told him that the reason he got where he is because way back in the day he started blowing dudes to advance his career. Way back.
You know, we happen to know an actor in Hollywood. I'll have to ask him that. He was on a very successful show. I wonder if that's part of the deal.
Travolta apparently said that he didn't like the taste of jizz when he first started, but he learned to like it.
You know what? That makes him not a straight dude, because I don't know many straight dudes that say, cum is delicious.
Yeah, amazing details. Ugh. Pictures now available of a 800-pound woman who is engaged and being fitted for her wedding dress. Awesome stuff.
You know, I'd much rather bang the 800-pound woman than taste a dude's jizz. Just saying.
All right. Good point. But you got to wonder about this dude that's marrying her. This kind of geeky guy with glasses and shit.
Just to be clear, it is a white guy marrying this 800-pound woman. It is a white dude that looks like he could write code for a series of games.
Come on, dude. I mean, brothers like booty, but they don't like this.
Oh, no. She's like a planet. She's beyond booty. She's a planet.
Our friends up there in Canada having an issue now with some new money that's been printed for them, a $20 bill that apparently has some titties on it.
You know what? I'm applauding our Canadian friends. Let me just tell you something. If you print money and it has tits on it, more power to you. Way to go, Canada.
All money should have tits.
Can you imagine if we got a chance to design money? It'd be awesome.
No.
Snatching tits.
There's a dude from the band Against Me. I don't know. These guys are known for something called I Was a Teenage Anarchist. He now says he's no longer a dude. He's a chick, but he's not into dudes.
Yeah, he's going to stay with his current wife, and they have a kid together. This Against Me singer is convinced that he's a woman, a man trapped in a woman's body, or a reverse of that. I don't even. I'm messed up. It's a reverse of Chaz Bono, somebody we've covered.
So it is basically a lesbian now.
I guess if especially if he has his package removed, so the whole thing is really unsettling.
All right, the star of Sister Wives says that he's going to stop right now at four wives. Four's enough. He doesn't really need a fifth.
Yeah, our friend is saying, you know what? A fifth is just entirely too much. I'm maxed out at four.
By the way, one would be too much for me. I don't know where this guy's going.
Can you imagine the way those sister wives must talk back and forth? This guy, his head must explode by the time he comes home. I'm going to guess he's a workaholic and barely comes home.
All right, and a couple of quick pick alerts. Number one, you got to see Courtney Stodden wearing lingerie and baking with her mother. It's damn good.
Yes, our girl Courtney Stodden making sure to honor mothers everywhere for an upcoming Mother's Day by baking in lingerie. I applaud that, too. Good job.
Got to be some of the best knockers ever. And, of course, so happy to see that Carmen Electra, it appears as though she went through some kind of a drought or something. I don't know where she's been, but she's back and in a bikini.
Yes, Carmen Electra, terrific for somebody over 40. Still worth jaying off to, no doubt.
No doubt about it. That's it. News for guys right there. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Yes.
We, of course, can be heard at GaryandDino.com. Our podcast available every week, plus bonus material. It's GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Do you have a problem with booze? You know who you are. I'm talking to you deadbeats who let boozing take over your lives. Now, a lot of people enjoy getting smashed from time to time, but did you know that at least 20% of you have a much deeper issue. You owe it to yourself to put the drink down and check out alcoholismrevealed.com. John Auburn, a writer from Ireland, now living in the U.S., you may have heard him on the show, has written a tell-all book that discusses the science of alcoholism and the dark side of 12-step programs that nobody wants to talk about. Have you had a bad experience with 12 steps? Does the God talk piss you off? Go to alcoholismrevealed.com. In his book, just like on our show, John proclaims that alcoholism is not a disease, but instead a condition that can be resolved with education and information. So, if you're sick of reliving your mistakes over and over and over again, visit alcoholismrevealed.com today. It's time to get it together. Alcoholism Revealed at alcoholismrevealed.com.